Right, you all know what it's time for. It's that time of the week again where Sam Foster does Higmify. Have I got news for you? And this is where he talks about latest cow news from the past week. Sam Foster.
Right, well, John. Have you ever heard the one about animals and going into space?
Animals going into space, no.
Well, you know that the first animal that went into space was the dog, which was called, I think it was called Laika. Which is where
you're
Lycos...
not making this up, are you?
No, that's true. All right. It's Laika, and that's where Lycos came from, right? And then when they did that, they sent up that monkey.
They sent some monkey up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right, and they tried out all sorts of different animals, you know, like, I think they sent a giraffe up and what have you.
How do they get a giraffe in space?
Big doors on the rocket.
It's all right having big doors, but you have to have high ceilings as well.
Anyway, well, it's a rocket, isn't it? So it's...
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Anyway, right, so one of them was a cow, right?
What, that went up to space?
Yeah. So, like, they got it all strapped in and what have you, and told it to push the button, psh, rocket went off.
The cow pushed the button?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, I've got images now, yeah.
And then basically the rocket went up, and they were monitoring it on the little screens and stuff at NASA, and like, oh right, yeah, there it goes, successful mission, it's all launched off successfully.
I think I know what's coming here.
So it does know of it. They didn't have the technology at the time to land it on anything, but they send up these out there and they monitor their results, like before they sent up the humans.
This could be the best ever.
Anyway, so they sent it up. It's like roaming about space and stuff.
Yeah.
And they set it on this route. Mm-hmm. And basically, they're going to use the Earth's natural satellites.
Right.
As an orbit.
Oh yeah, you would.
So because the rocket couldn't turn, they hadn't built any steering wheels or anything on it.
Right.
And the cow had hooves anyway, so it couldn't operate the steering wheels. It could only do buttons.
Okay.
So they used the Earth's natural satellite, the moon, and it swung the rocket round.
Yeah, well, it would do, yeah.
And they managed to break free with some, like, rocket boosters, what have you. Mm-hmm. And then it came back to Earth, and they were looking at it, and they went, oh, that's quite funny. And they went, what? I guess, look, the cow went over the moon.
Oh, see, it's not what I thought it was going to be.
And that's where the rhyme came from. And also, that's where the name for the moon came from.
So it's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going to say
you got two Higmifies.
I've got two Higmifies, right? This cow goes to space. This cow goes to space, and like in the Apollo 13 films and Armageddon, the aircraft starts getting into a little bit of a problem.
Well,
did you think about this one?
It's funny you should mention that because I was looking this up even more, right? And then one of the times, like when they sent the monkey up. Mm-hmm. And he was operating all the controls and what have you. Like, apparently there was some problem with it. One of the plugs had come out of something, and they sent him off to fix that because he was the only monkey. He was the only thing in the ship. So,
yeah.
And then he brought the rocket back.
Okay, this isn't. I don't think you're getting the gist of my one. All right, so they've got this problem, right? And they've got this real dilemma. And obviously NASA and all the big wigs are down there in the studios on the computers and that, sort of trying to sort things out. And the cow's strapped in, sort of. Getting a bit panicking, a bit hot and sweaty.
Well, they wouldn't have strapped him in the old time because, you know, he's got to go stretch his legs.
Yeah. Well, they're in a bit of a pickle here, and if they don't get back to Earth before the sun rises, basically, they're going to melt, they're going to die.
He'll be baking. Okay?
So the bloke in the NASA studio gets on the telecom, talkback thing, whatever it is.
Oh, that's pigs, isn't it, baking?
And he says, Mooston, we have a problem.
No. Wasn't that one? I wouldn't be that crude.
Mooston, we have a problem. Round it up, quick.
So, cow, rocket, moon, cow went over the moon. I'll be the same when it-